All right, on this Monday, we're going to get you going here for the week before Christmas, if you can believe that. We've got Jolene Lichty, and Jolene, good to have you here this morning.
Hey, it is great to be here. As you can tell by my snazzy T-shirt, yesterday was my last day of chemo vacation.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd wear a little something.
You got your bikini. She's got her bikini on here this morning, folks, if you can believe that, and it's only 6 degrees, 7 degrees.
And I'm toting a tan. I call it my self-esteem T-shirt.
There you go. Yeah. So we'll have to get a picture of Jolene and me with this shirt so you can check out her attire today.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Folks,
yeah, and the pool's not even open across the street. But
anyway, as many people know, I have pancreatic cancer stage 4, and I just want to let people know that I am still working as my body allows. And as you said, you know, we're coming into one more week of Christmas and also winter. And I know 2019 has been challenging for everyone.
It has been. I mean, with whatever you're going through in your normal life, plus the flood and all of that we had and the devastation, and we know everybody. It has been. I think everybody's looking for 2020 to be just a little bit more on the norm, if there is such a thing. But
normal is a setting on a washing machine, Scott. So just put that in your hat. But with winter, it can heighten depression and anxiety. And I totally understand through my work and then through personally the understand darkness and the struggle. So I wanted to share some thoughts.
All right. Some good ways we can get through the winter.
Just
get through life.
Exactly. And the key, I think, just to begin with is stay in the present. Don't borrow trouble. And oftentimes I'll say to people, if you're going to Omaha and you're worried about the traffic in Omaha, but you haven't even gone by Dollar General yet, that's 180 miles.
Yeah.
And you got to go 1 mile at a time. So one day at a time, sometimes even one hour. And it can feel like baby steps, even if it's 15 minutes at a time. But it's very real and it's okay. And the key is don't compare yourself to what you did in the past. Because it doesn't mean just because you pulled it off in the past, that's what you need to go back to. Also, relaxation exercises, and those can be another discussion in themselves, but, you know, taking in deep breaths. I call it a smoke break without a smoke. Taking in a deep breath, hold it, release.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you got some good ideas here on just ways we can just kind of take a little break, right, and regroup.
Yes, exactly. Set some realistic, achievable goals. And what that does when we achieve a small goal that's realistic is it builds our confidence. And then also exercise and activity. When you're in a frump, it's very easy to isolate. And so maybe your activity is I'm going to go to the store and get bread, although I could have somebody else do that for me. Or the other thing with exercise, doesn't mean you have to go invest in thousands of dollars of equipment, but exercise helps with your endorphins in your brain, which is what also affects your mood and the circuitry. Big key that's really hard is have a routine. So if you're in a frump, it's hard to want to get out of bed or maybe eat or eat right. And so just disciplining yourself to, you know, I'm going to at least have a cup of soup today for lunch, even if I'm not hungry. And the biggest thing I stress when I work with people is if you're tired, rest. If you're down, don't you dare go and sit in that recliner or crawl in bed, because that's just like crawling under the rock. So maybe you go sit in the kitchen instead, or you decide to sweep. I'm not trying to make this about household activities,
sure,
but manageable.
Right.
Manageable.
Right.
I didn't say deep clean.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and of course, if you know someone is struggling, I mean, everybody needs a little help, or just a phone call, or maybe just say, hey, let's go to Christmas Eve service.
Hey, exactly. Or just listen. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to fix it. Some people just, like you said, want to listen.
Let's go get a blizzard.
We always need an excuse to go get a blizzard. And that does make people feel like there's some normalcy. Something I strongly suggest that I've learned on this journey for myself is instead of saying, how are you, just say, it's good to see you. And there's no expectations with that answer. And sometimes how are you really can hit home pretty tough. So when you say, good to see you, they feel noticed, but there's no pressure to reply. And it's acknowledging, and you can go from there. So I often look at this, and some days I really look at it hard, is on a cloudy day, we know the sun's behind those clouds, and we need to believe that. We need to remember that the sun is going to pop out. We're blessed to be in a very sunny area, but to not lose hope. The sun's still there, much like I relate to with faith.
I took airplane lessons, flying lessons when I was in high school, and on a cloudy day when you poked up through the clouds and there the sun was, it was a you hated to come back down.
Yes.
But it was always there.
You're right. But also you had to trust yourself and the instruments to know I can manage through that cloud.
You bet.
Exactly. Because one of the things that just resonates with me so much is we live in an amazing area, and we even got the wonderful nickname of Nebraska Strong, and I really want us to pull from that. But three things that I really believe are making a difference for me is attitude. Attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere unless you change it. And one thing from my work, I've learned that attitude's 90% mental and 10% reality. So that right there kind of gives it. But I have a picture. I didn't bring it this morning. Obviously, the listeners would not be able to see it. But it's a Chinese symbol for crisis. And crisis in this Chinese symbol is two symbols together. But when they separate the two symbols, they now represent, one represents danger and the other represents opportunity. So they took a crisis word with two symbols, broke it down into the danger or opportunity. I think that can be pretty powerful.
You bet.
But and then we're in the Christmas holidays, and I think sometimes I do believe we get sucked into what society says is important, and those are short-term fixes, and you'll notice those short-term fixes come January when you get your credit card statement.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, but the bottom line is, what does really matter and what really is important? And simplifying, getting back into some of those things, because you know what? There's no guarantee how many tomorrows you're going to have, and so we have to spend them wisely.
You mentioned a lot of Christmas programs at the schools, you know, that doesn't cost anything to go to those. You can go sit and watch and laugh your head off or smile and, just get a kick out of it. And see people maybe you don't know or see people you know.
It doesn't have to be the big plates. And or even if you're a baker, you know, who isn't going to say, yes, thank you for the sugar cookies that you guys have up front? What's interesting is, I don't know if people realize, there's 86,400 seconds in a day. And we don't get to carry them over, and there's no rain checks. So I like to think of it as, I've got to make today count, because we don't get it back. So, and the last one, Scott, that besides attitude and inventory, is you got to laugh.
Yep. Yeah, my thought for the day today was always laugh when you can, because it's cheap medicine.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, what's even a topper to that, too, as well, is laughter and jogging have the same benefit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll just stick with laughing.
Well, I am, because I don't need to wear a sports bra.
There you go.
Oh, no. So, anyway, you got to find the flip side to things.
That's right.
But I'd truthfully like to thank QBRX and how supportive they've been to me, and then also allowing me to sell my little booklet.
Yeah, and we have some copies out here still. Make a nice little stocking stuffer for somebody, or just a little gift to give to somebody with a plate of cookies.
Take that off your troubles. It's called Facing Unknowns, and it's a composition that I feel myself with the Holy Spirit kind of put together, and it just kind of, I call it sometimes a bathroom reader, because you don't have, it isn't a have to sit down and go through it hard. But if, Scott, if the listeners have any questions or would like to leave a message in my office, my office phone number is 402-336-4413. And also, for those that might be curious, many insurance companies do cover mental health counseling. So don't let that be a hindrance for you. I know sometimes now coming in the new year, we'll have the deductibles. But and then back on my little booklet or whatever you want to call it. I also welcome the opportunity to speak to groups about this
journey.
Yeah, and
you've been doing that quite a bit. So.
Yeah, and facing unknowns. So as we soon begin a new decade.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
2020.
Remember when 2000 was coming? And
yeah.
We thought
the electricity was going to go out and everybody bought a generator.
And gallons of water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to invite each of us to do the kindness challenge, and let's make kindness contagious.
All right, and we got a song here to end it before we do the birthday club.
Yeah,
and who's the music by?
Oh, I'm very partial, and have gotten to know Mandisa. She's a Christian artist, and this is called Somebody's Angel, and it's pretty cool.
All right,
it's touched me, so I wanted to share it.
All
I
right.
appreciate it.
Birthday club coming up right after this from Mandisa.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jolene.
Time of the year, and for most of us, that's probably how it feels. But what about the ones left alone, and all the people hurting, looking for a glimpse of hope? We could be that shining light to show.
Song's beautiful, and I had an opportunity to meet her in person. She's just as beautiful as they come, and a very classy young lady, Mandisa, right there, Somebody's Angel.